Hi, Sandra. How are you? And I love this one because only you are going to have the answer for this. How do we forget time management and think attention management?
Well, it's a very interesting subject, very controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Very controversial. So let's talk about the alternative. So when I was CEO for the Havas agency, we had a saying, if it ain't great, don't show it. If it ain't great, don't do it. And that's a little bit about time management versus attention management. Because the key thing here is, the most important thing for our listeners to keep in mind is, it's not about you have one day to finish it. It's about the quality of the work. If it's not A+, just don't show it. So if you need more time to get it to A+, that's what you need to do. So that's really the key to time management versus attention. If you need an extra day, an extra 2 days to make it A+, fine, do it. But don't settle on just time. So here we go. This Adam Grant wrote a very interesting piece in the New York Times recently. He says, let me just begin. Time management says we should eliminate distractions altogether. If you're getting sucked into social media, you'd need to stop cold turkey. Attention management offers an alternative. Be thoughtful about the timing of those distractions. And he says, you know, attention management also involves noticing where you get things done. Quote, I grew up in Michigan, poor guy, and when I went back there for graduate school, I tried to convince a friend from the West Coast. I mean, it's too cold and gray, she said. She went off to Stanford. That next Michigan winter was the coldest, grayest season I could remember, and I've never been more productive. There's nothing to do in that kind of weather but work and do A+ stuff. So, again, we're talking about very controversial things because the bosses say, hey, you got to finish it by the end of the day. I need it by the end of the day. And that's not right. The focus is always has to be attention management, okay? It's about the quality of your work. So Adam Grant says, a few years ago, during a break in a leadership class I was teaching, a manager named Michael walked up looking unsettled. His boss had told him he needed to be more productive, so he had spent a few hours analyzing how he spent his time. He had already cut his non-essential meetings. He couldn't find any task to drop from his calendar. He didn't see an obvious way to get it done. So the key in getting things done, we're often told, is time management. If you could just plan your schedule better, you could reach productivity nirvana. But, he says, after 2 decades of studying productivity, I've become convinced that time management is not a solution. It's actually part of the problem. He says, for most of my career, the most frequent question I've gotten is, how do I get more done? Sometimes people ask because they know I'm an organizational psychologist. More often, they're asking because they read in a New York Times article or popular book that I get a lot done. But the truth is that I don't feel very productive. I'm constantly falling short on my daily goals, so I've struggled to answer the question. It wasn't until that conversation with Michael that it dawned on me being prolific is not about time management. There are a number of hours in the day, and focusing on time management just makes us more aware of how many of these hours we waste. A better option, he says, is attention management. Prioritize the people and projects that matter, and it won't matter how long anything takes. Attention management is the art of focusing on getting things done for the right reasons, in the right places, and the right moments. So, it's a little bit about it, but, you know, so many of us focus on the concept of time management. The board says, look, I got a big meeting tomorrow, and I need your proposal by the end of the day. And you work until the end of the day. It's like a B plus. It's not an A. Maybe it's a B plus, but it isn't an A. And my experience has always been, I don't care how long it takes. If you can't get it done in the time that I've asked you to do, that's okay. Just come to me and say, you know what? I'm not happy with it yet. I need another day. And the answer is always, fine, get it done. But do it in an A-plus way. So that's something for our readers to consider. Attention management is much more important than time. It's about, if it ain't great, don't show it. If it ain't great, don't do it in the right time. And that's how, back with my experience, Jill, we won more new business ideas, new business pitches, than any other agency in the time that I was in, the 15 years I was there running it. So I just passed that concept on to our listeners today. Just focus on A plus work, no matter how long it takes. A plus.
And okay? Yes, and just in your capacity as chairman of the Leadership Forum, let's do a little thing with the young. How? What is the best way to say to someone, your senior or your manager or. Because I've never seen people be creative on demand, except if you're in the advertising business. Mm-hmm. How do you say no? It's not. How do you say give me? You know, just give me a few more minutes, days, hours, whatever, because I want to make this perfect, and I don't have it. How do you say that? Because I can. Think of 10 people off the top of my head who wouldn't have the first idea where to begin.
Exactly. Well, the thing that I like to hear is, you know, Sandra, I'm just not happy with it yet. I'm not happy with it yet. And I want to provide you with an A-plus concept. So I need another day. So who's going to say no? They're doing it for me because they're not happy with it yet. They have to make me look good. And so that's the concept. They need another day. And what's the answer? Of course. Of course. Okay, I want A-plus work.
Yeah, no, that's very simple. And it requires that, again, a new group who haven't necessarily been coached on communicating, understand that that is the way to say, I'm not totally satisfied with this yet. And I want it to be great for you.
Yes. I'm not happy with it yet. Yeah. It's okay. But it's not A plus. And
it's okay. You can have it. Yeah. And what you do is you give the person the option. And really, 9.5 out of 10 are going to say, bring it. Of course, take the time to make it something that you're happy with.
Sure.
Now, then your job is to do that. Don't come back the next day and say, I still don't, or my dog ate it or something, but you are entirely right. Very few people are going to say, oh no, just give me this, unfinished, piece of whatever.
Because if you interview Jill, if you interview these people, they will always say, the focus has always been on time management. It's always been on time, but that's wrong. And I think what we're trying to get across to our listeners is that it's not about time management. It's about focus on A plus work.
Yeah.
No matter how long it takes.
And conveying that you care, because that which is not necessarily a verbal skill, but just something that people can osmose one way. You can tell who's into something and who, and who's just going along for the.
Stuff. And there are lots of good examples of this now going on. Lots of examples that you can really focus on right now. I don't want to go into politics, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the political arena now, focusing more on attention management than time management.
Right. And I think that unfortunately there's been a refraction of attention because there are so many you know, your one device opens the Sultan's, the Aladdin's palace, right? Of all, yeah. You can go in here and you can go in here and over here and talk about this and do this. And the next thing you know, you've been completely mentally diverted from what you're doing.
Yes.
And that is called time. But it's yeah. like, oh, you're spending your time. But in fact, that's attention. And if you can't get those bits, the picture strands of attention back into one coherent clump that you can use then to focus on what you're meant to be doing,
yeah.
You're not going to be able to do it and do it well. And I suspect that not enough time, is spent on how people, you know, it's one thing to tell somebody to budget their money, right? Don't
yes.
go want here. Here's $100. I want you to come back with X, Y, Z. And
yes,
it's another thing to tell them you got to budget your attention because they don't know. Of course, I'm paying attention. And then something goes ping, and then mm-hmm. the sports report, and then an email comes in, and that's yes. called time. In fact,
yes.
it's attention.
Well said, Jill. Well said. That's exactly correct.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's
Edge. Okay. Have a great day.
You too.